When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
We're raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous Cane's sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency,
finance.
A Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Combination of help others, help yourself. Also, when you're in the fintech, we don't get calls really very, very much from fintech people. Because you know why? Things are going really well. Things are going really good for them. Also, if you ever dream of owning land or being part of the Arthur community, you want to be involved in fintech. That's how you get your that's how you get yourself a place out there, is to be involved in fintech. Because guess what?
That's
a little bit of a drive, and you get to leave at noon
Get
out there. So you're out there all of a sudden. Everybody else is getting off work. Where are you at? You're by the pool in Arthur, just like that. Fintech.
Pool stays open till 11.
Stays open till 11.
P.M.
P.M. And that will be something that I will push to keep as a member of the travel and tourism committee at Arthur that I hope to be on at some point.
We need
in time.
To hear from somebody in Arthur. 402-464-5685. Bill is looking for a position on the Chamber of Commerce and or the tourism
committee. Yes, one of the two.
That should happen with ease.
There's no way that Pawnee Park pool stayed open till 11. My guess in Columbus, my guess is 9 at the latest. Yeah. No, not 9.
It's not. I believe it was 9 in our day, but it's not 9 anymore. Hmm. And once again, hey, would you guys stay open till 11 so the farmers can come in and get a swim in? Be like, no,
there's
we're not
no
doing
way
that.
It stayed open
no, there's no late. Chance. We're not doing that. Yeah, no
Probably
chance.
Probably 8 at the most in Columbus. Pawnee Park Pool, they had a snack shack, and I used to get Chico Sticks every
That's
time.
Right. That was the Chico Sticks.
Yeah.
Different.
Shindaddy
the Pawnee
can get you
Plunge.
Some Chico Sticks. He can get them for you.
Shindaddy can get Chico Sticks.
Yes, he can get those for you. He knows right where. Over by Ewing. Yes, we can get them.
I'm serious. Those things are ridiculously good candy.
You brought them in once for us. You gave us Chico Sticks.
Just think of that. Do you remember when you swam all day? The hunger that hit you
Ungodly
at about
hunger.
Like 5 o'clock. It was a.
Of course, I remember.
It was the powerful hunger, Jake. It would. About,
good hunger though.
Good hunger, and you'd come home and you'd whip. You'd eat anything there was in the house.
Holy God, you would eat.
And I imagine your house with
three
the boys. Yeah, just
food's good, gone.
Just gone.
It was sad. I feel bad for my mom.
The food that
to
you
this
would,
day.
Because you'd ravish through the bags as soon as she set them down.
She set them down, and it was over.
It was over.
Back to the store I go.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I remember one time she said, these groceries were $100. And I was like, ooh, maybe we should make them last for a while.
Bird says the Pawnee Pool is open all night. You just got to jump the fence.
Pawnee Pool, yeah. Bird, see, that's, no, it's not open, technically.
He opened it, but he jumped the fence.
That fence is high. Bird, it's high. That fence is 12 feet high.
We talked about this in Arthur. About
it's not a little fence.
About the pool situation. There was a lot of that went on also as far as swimming in the pool.
Hijinks.
And if there was some sort of authority stop by, you know what he told him? You know what he did with him? He told him to go home. Hey, guys, just get out. just go home. You ever going to arrest me? No, no. And then one time there was a bunch of girls got caught in there, and he gave them all tickets. And then he gave them all tickets to like teach them a lesson. Then like the next day, he called them up, just tear them up. I was kidding.
Yes.
Better times.
Better times.
And guess what? They just respected it. No problem. We're good.
Hey, and Pender, here's a question for you, Pender. Columbus, you had to take a shower before you got in, and I never did. I just run into the pool. And sometimes you'd hear the lifeguard go, "You got a shower." And I'd be like, "I'm already in."
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Avoiding the shower was at all cost. It was. Same thing. All cost. It was all cost.
Sometimes I do it just to say I did it, but it just seems silly to me. I'm going into the pool.
You had a shower before you went in.
You're supposed to.
All I remember was in the Pender pool. It was all cinder block of that, but in the shower had a chain.
Yeah.
You had to pull a chain. That's what you did.
Did you do it or just jump in?
Well, it was like this. You kind of real quick it out because, again, there was no like, got to clean up here, make sure. No, that wasn't the case.
You just wanted to get your head wet to show the lifeguard.
Yeah. And then you had to run. You did, but you went directly out. In Pender, when you went out, the girls were boy side, the boy side. When you went out, it was two steps and you were in the pool.
See, ours was probably 12.
Yeah, it was like two steps and you were launching yourself.
Yeah, it was
about 4 feet of water.
Bird, back me on that. Was it about 12 feet or maybe 20 feet out of the locker area? The locker area. God, better times. I miss that.
Then the baskets. Do you guys have baskets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I never used them.
Yeah, the basket was the best. Also,
baskets.
Yeah, baskets.
Parallel lines.
Here's the best part, too. They gave you a pin to put on your swimsuit. You can remember. It's like, it's not that hard. It's right there. Ooh. I mean, it's not like they're in the Pender pool. There wasn't like a 500 baskets. There was like 40, you know, whatever. But
what song did you play today?
I played a Band on the Run by
Wings. Guarantee a Band Run at some point was playing over the loudspeaker.
Yes.
We had a loudspeaker that played music.
We didn't get that. We didn't have that.
We had a loudspeaker that played music.
We didn't have that. But that was always played in the lifeguards hung out.
Okay. See, we had it piped over a loud. It was incredible.
Big city.
Yeah.
Big city.
Friend of the show has chimed in. There was a friend of Bill's growing up. It has a situation in the text line. Jake Hazer has chimed in.
Uh-oh.
He says, ask Bill about the time getting caught in the pool about costing him not going on a fishing trip.
Yeah, I got a little.
What happened, Jake?
Got arrested.
Got arrested. Did they cuff you?
Got arrested, yeah. I had to go.
Were you in cuffs?
There was a situation. And, there was a situation, and I made the wrong escape route and got caught. I went over the baby pool fence thinking I was home free and wasn't and got caught. They had it was a stakeout.
Oh, no.
It was a stakeout. They staked
by the local
out.
Police?
Local police. We've been swimming like every night. After a while, kind of set.
How many nights is this?
A lot.
They staked us out,
and they got us. And then got taken in the police car.
How old were you?
I know exactly how old I was. I was 16.
Old to be doing that.
No, not really. No, that
He's
was
high school. Come on.
No, I wasn't 16. I was 15.
Okay.
So 15, not for sure. It's 15.
I didn't want to hear 18.
No, then I got up. Then they had to call my dad. So Ron had to drive up, get me out of. I was actually they actually put me in the jail. I was in the
cell.
Yeah, so Ron,
not the juvie. Either. Yeah,
no, this is the county jail. So they had to get. So Dad had to drive me
the
home.
County jail.
Dad had to drive me home.
In shorts?
What's that?
In shorts?
Yes.
Trunks.
Yes. No, there's no trunks. I didn't carry a suit around with me to get in the pool.
Okay.
So, there was. So, anyway.
They jailed you.
The drive, the drive home was silent.
You were incarcerated.
The drive home was long, and it wasn't a very long drive, but it was quiet. And then the next day, as Kaiser's mentioning, we're going to his sister's house, me, him, and Richard McQuishan, to go to his sister's house in Minnesota to go fishing. And so when I walk in, my mom is there in her nightgown waiting for me like that. She goes, and don't you even think you're going on that fishing trip tomorrow.
Mm.
And my dad goes, hang on. He's going fishing. We're not doing that. It's kind of like NCAA.
He wants you to go.
It's like NCAA in Akron. It's like, hang on a second.
Oh, come on.
We're not doing that. So dad kind of kiboshed it. And my sister let me know the reason of the silence and the sheer anger over this whole situation was that my dad was upset that I got caught. Not that I did it. He goes, how'd you get caught? Because he swam in the pool. Everyone did. That was just a rite of passage that you just jumped the fence and swam in the pool. That was just a comment. I'll also just be like, whatever.
How many
like,
people?
What are you guys doing? Oh, that time?
Yeah.
Oh, there's like 20 of us. Oh, yeah, there was like 20 of us. Oh, yeah, it was co-ed. Yeah, it was co-ed. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of people.
But you still went fishing, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. It almost did.
It was right on the cusp. And we.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Carceration.
Yeah. We drove Kaser's green Ford.
Okay, now wait a second. I missed one part of this.
Yeah.
And you probably said I was daydreaming. Did your other friends get caught, or did you just get caught?
I think a couple did, but the stakeout got me. They were waiting for me. They'd seen me unrobe.
What if they're
Oh.
What if they're targeting?
I wasn't in clothes, Jake.
I wonder if you're targeting.
I was. I think it was targeting. I was specific. I think came
Ron Bush's son.
Let's get him.
Make him an example.
Make him an example. You know what the ticket they wrote was? None. There was no ticket. There was no anything. Just no. It was pretty simple.
Wow.
Downtown Scott is pushing back on your pushback at Bill's age for this. He says, I don't understand where Sip's head is at. Teenagers are too old to sneak out to hop and fence.
Yeah, this stuff went on in Pender till it stopped in college. But all the way through high school? No, you still did.
Yeah, you don't do it in college.
It stopped at 18.
I graduated to other stuff by I was 16. I mean, probably more of a commentary on my problems than anything.
No, I agree with that. And that would just be something. All of a sudden, you would be just driving by the pool and just randomly see someone at midnight going off the high board.
Wasn't surprising.
Like, oh, who's in there?
Ooh, now wait a second. Go off the high board, maybe a little surprising in Columbus.
Yeah.
A little surprising.
Usually it was a quick move in and out.
Yes.
John says, Bill, at least you didn't cause $200,000 in damage by driving past barricades and getting stuck in concrete like I did.
Yeah, that'll get you.
That'd be rough.
Stuck in concrete.
$200,000?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Ooh, that would not be good.
That'd be a setback.
That would be bad for everybody.
I'd have a hard time telling that to Laura tonight. Yeah. Hey, listen, I was goofing around and drove through some concrete.
It's going to cost us
$200.
$200,000. Yeah. $200 can handle. $200K is a little different. That's damaging. Eric says Sip's been old since he was 12. That is true. You said that
definitely
before.
True.
That's true. Your words, not even Eric.
Better times.
That's your
what,
better.
What's the T-shirt say, Steve?
Sports talk, but Tamra made his shirts. Sports favorite. Talk and better times.
I love how you say that.
Our better times segment of
but
the day.
The microphones are incredible on that.
They're so beautiful.
Well done.
Yeah.
Regal. Well done. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right
good
now. 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. 0-1 the record after current
baseball
players didn't
awesome.
Go well.
Current baseball.
I feel like we should go 4-for-4 today. This is not a difficult topic in my opinion. We brought up Akron, being punished out of the MAC. They can't go to a bowl game. Today's topic is schools by conferences. I will give you a school. You tell me what conference they play in.
I don't know that for sure. There's been some changes.
I'm not trying to fool anybody here.
This is the kind of topic that gets us in trouble.
It does.
It exposes us a little bit. I don't like it.
We'll see how it goes. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. Shut up, Sipple. Sponsored by Bagels and Joe. Today, schools by conferences for football.
Just football.
Football. You okay about this?
Not, I don't feel great about it.
I don't. Okay. Well, we don't have a producer today. I think Rudy's here tomorrow. So I can hear somebody. Who's on the line right now? Who do we have?
Hey, this is Belmont Bill.
Belmont
Sweet.
Bill.
Sweet.
Belmont.
Belmont's a great part of Lincoln.
Yes.
Belmont Bill. All right.
Hey,
go ahead, Belmont.
Steve, I reported you to the Stick, and Nick show, the Chick and Nick show. We Bought a Horse parody you were seeing yesterday were my fault. I apologize about
God.
That.
Oh, God. I only heard about it. I'll have to check it out. What do you mean you reported it?
Oh, I recorded the segment and I sent it in for them to laugh about. I think Nick Baugh got a real big kick out of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you,
Belmont. I get it. I'll check it out. Thank you. Thank you.
What's Belmont Bill,
Bill
is his name.
Yeah. Belmont
All right.
Bill.
First question goes to Belmont Bill and Bill Bush, a lifeline for Sip for one
Thank
question.
You.
All right. Belmont Bill. What conference is Rice in?
Got it. Bill, I got this.
This is for Belmont Bill.
They were in Conference USA at one point, right?
We can't tell
what
you.
What conference are they in right now?
Let's do that.
Oh, thought that was Conference USA. Pass.
Yeah, we'll pass, but I think it's
Sun Belt.
I think they're American.
That is the AAC, yes. But you passed.
I passed.
0-0 time.
So it was not what? Well, he guessed Conference USA.
Right.
Yeah. I guessed Sun Belt.
But you didn't guess it, though.
Good God, this is not going to be easy.
Go ahead.
First question for the lead. What conference is Florida International in?
That's the Sun Belt. Sun Belt.
not the Sun Belt. Belmont Bill, do you want that or not?
No, that question terrifies me.
That would be Conference USA for FIU.
I lip-synced it to him.
They're moving around a lot now.
It's been some change.
It is hard.
It's been some change. All right, 0-0
time. Should be 4-for-4 and we're 0-for-2.
We're 0-for-2. Okay, this is for the lead, Belmont Bill. What conference is Texas State in? Texas State.
Can the window go down any further?
Yeah,
Bill?
I'm hearing a lot of wind here.
He's in Belmont.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Did you hear the question, Belmont Bill?
Yes, I am thinking.
Texas State, 5 seconds. Five.
Can I get 6 seconds?
No. Five.
Five Four. And a half seconds.
Six. Three.
Six.
Belmont.
Two.
One.
SoCon.
It's not the
All right,
SoCon.
Let's dig in on this, Bill.
I'm going to pass. Oh. You think you got
Hold
it?
Hold on a second. Texas State.
If we pass and we get the next one right, we win.
That's correct.
Pass.
That'd be the Sun Belt Conference of Texas State.
I did feel good about that.
This is for the win. Somehow we're in a scoreless tie. And the wind is picking up in Belmont right now.
It's whipping.
What conference is Ball State in?
That's a layup.
Oh,
the MAC.
God.
Brilliant.
Wow.
That was a layup.
Yeah, that was a layup.
That's a layup, Jake. Yeah.
I know that. I thought they all were layups, honestly. I thought they were.
Went one for four.
Belmont Bill
deserved the box. Justice for Bill.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Nice
from
try,
Belmont.
Hey, that's a wind.
Hey, stay safe out there.
Yeah, it's windy. Yes. It's another wind. Yes. All right, well, nice win today. Not going to win this week. Tiebreaker for Bill.
The breaker.
How many Division I schools averaged over 400 yards per game last year in college football?
Total?
Yes, offensively. Well,
average over 400.
Yeah. D1.
Division I schools.
133 schools.
Yep. How many schools average over 400 yards per game?
31.
Good God, God, that's a great number, right?
Probably.
What's your guess?
I don't know.
31. I'd say a few fewer. 26.
See, I was surprised by this. The answer is 54. 54 teams averaged 400 plus yards. Only two teams above 500, which is still really good. Miami and Ole Miss, the only teams above 500.
Miami and Ole Miss. Really
Miami's above 500.
They were at 524 per game. 524 per game last year for Miami. Yards per game.
And they finished what? They lost to Iowa State.
They did in the bowl game. I think they won nine games. Eight or nine games.
They didn't have much of a defense, obviously. Yeah,
no, they did not. But that's a win. 1-1, the record.
Thank you. That was a fun game, Jake.
I thought we would get more than 1 of 4, but you guys did win the game. So
804. 804.
Let's do current hockey players next.
This one you guys should have done better on, but you won.
We had a couple steals in there we passed and we weren't sure.
Yes.
It's okay.
Hour 3 is next in early break of the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional grade products and next day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.